Markheim by Robert Louis Stevenson. "Yes," said the dealer, "our windfalls are of various kinds. Some customers are ignorant, and then I touch a dividend on my superior knowledge. Some are dishonest." And here he held up a candle, so that the light fell strongly on his visitor. "And in that case," he continued, "I profit by my virtue." Markheim had just entered from the daylight streets, and his eyes had not yet grown familiar with the mingled shine and darkness in the shop. At these pointed words, and before the near presence of the flame, he blinked painfully and looked inside. The dealer chuckled. "You come to me on Christmas Day," he resumed, "when you know that I'm alone in my house, put up my shutters, and make a point of refusing business. Well, you will have to pay for that. You will have to pay for my loss of time when I should be balancing my books. You will have to pay, besides, for a kind of manner that I remark in you today very strongly. I am the essence of discretion and ask no awkward questions. But when a customer cannot look me in the eye, he has to pay for it." The dealer once more chuckled, and then, changing to his usual business voice, though still with a note of irony,